Yeah, I mean, I think if you look back to the early days, we're both been in crypto for a long time. The most OG guys in crypto are traders, and all these traders, all they care about for altcoins is just swapping them to make more Bitcoin. That's what kind of what always the end game was. Back in the day, Bitcoin pairings, alt BTC pairings like ETH BTC, SOL BTC, that used to be like the favorite thing that people used to look at, right? When it came to price action. So in that regard, altcoins do serve a purpose. They're risk assets, but you have to keep in mind as we trudge through time and the world becomes more and more volatile, right? The appetite for altcoins becomes less and less attractive, right? Because as you could get that type of volatility in other assets that don't necessarily, that actually do things, that actually have real world value attached to them. So there's something going on in the altcoin space that I think Bitcoin maxis kind of do have a point a little bit, and they've always had a point that there is a reason to have a little bit of caution when it comes to dealing with altcoins, but they do serve a purpose. They do provide signal, and you can use it if you're just a Bitcoin only trader to also look at altcoin data. Because like I said, if you look at altcoin price action, altcoin derivatives, all this stuff bakes into the bigger picture, right? Because Bitcoin doesn't operate in a vacuum. It's one gigantic space. The money flows. And you know what? Another thing that's going on in just the total financial world is that you have crypto bleeding into traditional markets, right? You have all these equities getting added to Hyperliquid, for example. All of it's starting to become one big pile of money. And I think with that in mind, that's just something to keep track of when it comes to altcoins as well, because some of these money flows could just start spilling over backwards and forwards, right? For the time being, as we've seen, for the past 6 months, probably it's been one-way traffic, right? Like, Bitcoin and crypto has completely just bled out on the operating table, whereas equities are just ripping to new highs and everyone's just having like a, high-fiving and having a good time over there. So yeah, there's a lot to be said about altcoins do play a role. There is reason to be cautious with them. However, I think they're going to continue to play a role. So yeah.
To your point, the role is really changing, because I keep on saying we're not in that 2070-ish or 2018-ish type of environment anymore, where all the altcoins were just going up because it was like the first proper bull run. We maybe had a different monetary environment back then as well, with QE and all these things going on. And so,
Easy
I
mode.
mean, yeah, exactly. The easy mode is kind of gone ever since COVID hit and then in 2022 came around. I feel like that's why altcoins are changing. And you brought up the OG traders. I mean, they did it right all along. They were just looking at altcoins as a trading vehicle. And I think that's how you have to look at them today as well. There's maybe a few altcoins I would argue that maybe could be turning out as a proper investment, whereas I'm still kind of skeptical where the value accrual really is, but there are some out there. But then most of them, it's just also that they don't even have like a value accrual mechanism. They might have an interesting business model going on or stuff that is happening on the protocol, but the value doesn't really flow through into the token. And so that's why I think, especially if you are an investor, and that's the predominant group I'm talking to here on the podcast. I mean, that makes a ton of sense if you're sort of very skeptical of altcoins from a holding perspective, because most of the altcoins, if you compare it to Bitcoin, they don't manage to outperform it at least over multiple cycles, right?
Yeah, they've been very poor for long-term investing. People, the best people, so this is what the way it works in crypto. The people who have performed the best with Bitcoin never sold. The best people who have performed with altcoins did sell. That's the gigantic difference. Satoshi never sold. Vitalik did. That's like the gap between the Bitcoin world and the altcoin world. If I could sum it up perfectly, that is the difference. And yeah, you just got to keep your head on a swivel. And I still, to this day, I think when you're looking at altcoins to invest in from a long-term perspective in your portfolio, you take that value that you think you landed on that's appropriate, probably divide it by 10. And that's probably the proper allocation percentage of where they probably land in your portfolio, just because the risk from a long-term investing perspective is still extremely high. There's just been really no true proven long-term winner in the altcoin space. Ethereum is arguably the most successful altcoin ever. And go look at the ETH BTC chart. It's about to roll back over again. So yeah, you got to keep your wits about you. And I think that bad sentiment just continues to bleed into altcoins, right? As you said earlier, the burden of performance for altcoins is also getting higher and higher and higher. So like you said, rates aren't zero anymore. Volatility is increasing in equity. So you can go chase that volatility in traditional markets. So you just really have to pick your places here moving forward. It's not like you said back in 2017, where there's only 100 altcoins or three coins on Coinbase, and you could just put in whatever amount of money and you immediately just came back out with like 5 to 10x more dollars. So yeah, you got to be careful.